Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
No Orioles baseball tonight. It's their first day since June 9th, Jason. But we're 35 days away from MLB's trade deadline. And joining us now is Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. And Tony, throughout the show, we're going to go through possible trade candidates for the Orioles. What could they get in return? But in your eyes, who are some of the most attractive trade commodities that the O's have?
Well, I mean, I think you start looking through bullpen arms, right?
Yep.
I think a guy like Sir Anthony Dominguez will have some value out there. Obviously, Batista was talked about there early. I think that's another guy that you can look to move. I think really that's where most of the interest is going to come. I think is a lot to do with on that pitching bullpen and some flyers on the staff. I think for a lot less in terms of the type of guys you can get when you're talking about the starting staff. But I would expect the position players are going to be held pretty tight because most of those guys are young. I will say Cedric Mullins is a guy that certainly could be on the move and could help a contender. Lariano's another guy who can be a good piece off the bench as well. But I think they're at a spot now where when we get to that deadline, teams will be sending scouts to go, you know, watch their major league team to kind of figure out the guys they want to get, and vice versa. Orioles will be looking in organizations that they are looking to kind of pull the trigger in to see what they can get from them.
You've obviously been around the game for a long time, and there's things that ebb and flow, and like player development, and especially player development on the defensive side of things, is not very sexy at all. And a lot of these, at least especially here, like in Boston, we've seen it where it's kind of launch angle Uber Alice, and we'll throw a different position at a kid at the major league level that he barely played in the minors, because so be it. And I look at what's happened there with the Padres. And I know some of the coaches that they brought in years ago and a lot of the guys who were here with Buck. But I like look at what Jackson Merrill did. I look at Tatis and moving around and how they've been able to negotiate that. You know, and then I sort of juxtapose it with the Orioles taking a kid second overall and Heston Kerstad, who can't play the outfit, can't even play right field. You know what I mean? I look at Gunner, and I love Gunner, but, you know, he's going to commit as many errors as any shortstop in the league again this year, and he probably belongs at third base. Like, Colton Cowser throws to the wrong base two or three times a week. Is it just a matter of priority? Is it does it come down to the coaching? Why do you think certain organizations can handle this and others can't?
I think there's a lot of times there's a disconnect between what the expectation is at the big league level and what you're teaching down at the minor league level. I think sometimes, you know, in certain organizations, there's more teaching at the big league level than there is in others. And if that connection point isn't right, you're going to have issues like you're talking about, guys throwing the wrong bases. I think from the Padres standpoint, we've joked about it a lot out this way, but AJ Preller has a propensity of drafting shortstops and then moving them. I mean, mm-hmm. pretty much everybody in the Padres starting lineup outside of Gavin Sheets was once a shortstop. And they've all moved to different places, whether we're talking Toddy or Merrill, Manny. I mean, they've all at some point, Cronenworth, Arise was an infield. So all these guys have all played in the middle of the infield and have been moved to different spots on the field. And, I think to be a big league shortstop, I mean, there's a certain skill set that you just have to have. And some of it is in the nuance of footwork and things of that nature. And I think, if in the overall conversation in terms of why you see the kind of play you do sometimes, I think it's that disconnect. What are you teaching down at the minor league levels? And are you having guys on the big league staff that are also willing to get their hands dirty and have those tough conversations and work on some of those things that need to be worked on?
We're speaking to Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. Insider calls are brought to you by Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions made for every industry and backed by product experts. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. It's Inside Access on the Fan. Well, Tony, let's go around MLB. The Mets had lost 10 of 11 before winning against the Braves last night. Is this stretch just a blip over a 162-game season, or is it a cause for concern?
I think it's a blip. I mean, this team is extremely talented. And much like we've seen different teams through, I mean, Padres are kind of going through it a little bit right now. It's a long season, and you're going to hit pockets of time where, unfortunately, you know, the offense isn't quite clicking, or pieces of the offense aren't making it the type of offense that can sustain runs and put up, and vice versa on the pitching side. Sometimes guys just aren't throwing the ball well, and that happens. When you watch that Mets team, or at least when I've mm-hmm. watched them play this year, they pitch it, they play good enough defense, but ultimately their offense is the thing that's going to carry them. And right now, the offense has been a little lackluster right now.
Don't look now, but there are four teams in the NL Central who are three games above 500 or better, and we are at the halfway point of the season. And the one that interests me the most right now, Mr. Gwynn, is not the Cubs, who were the sexy story in that division most of the first half, but it's the Milwaukee Brewers. They've been a wagon at home. That's a team where a lot of their key bats started slowly last year and then got hotter as the weather turned, and I think we're seeing that. Yelich looks really good, and this Mizorowski kid, he out-skeened Skeens yesterday. Are they a little scary? Yeah. Are they? And I know, like, in the playoffs, right, like, the lack of payroll and that stuff tends to catch up with them, but the Cubs got to be looking over their shoulders right now saying, we were the best team in baseball the first 6 weeks of the season, and these dudes are only two games behind us.
The Cubs might be the only team that expected it. I mean, they've been in the division within the last few years, and Craig Counsell having been over there, they know how that organization operates. And they're one of the best when it comes to finding bargains and developing. They have a really solid team. It's a team that can run the bases. They got just enough stump in that lineup to be dangerous. And they keep coming up with arms. And that's the tough part about the Brewers. I mean, the new kid that went up against Skeens last night, my Lord. I mean, it's hard to out-scheme Skeens.
Yes,
but
he did it.
He did as good of a job as you could possibly do. And so, yeah, I think although the Cubs are, I think, a very, very good ball club, I think they're a complete team. And I think they're probably going to add some pieces there at this deadline. Milwaukee's dangerous. And I think the way they run the bases, almost everybody in the lineup can get you a bag and a big point, and they exploit that every opportunity they get. Yeah, that's a team the Cubs are certainly, they're not surprised, but they're definitely looking over their shoulder.
Let's go from the NL Central to the AL Central, Tony. The Royals, are you surprised by their regression this year?
I am. I mean, we just...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Finished the series with them in San Diego. And having seen them over the previous two seasons, it just seemed like they were progressing in the exact way you wanted a team like that to progress, but they haven't hit consistently like you thought they would, and they've had some pitching injuries as well, so that certainly hasn't helped their cause. But I am surprised. I still think they're a good team. They got a lot of ground to cover because Detroit obviously has come out the gates and I think been better than anybody expected them to be. I don't think anybody expected them to be 19 games over 500 at this point, but it has been a little bit of a surprise. I will say in the three games against the Padres, they were all close. They had leads. They could have sealed it. The bullpen kind of failed them, especially the last day, but it has been a bit of a surprise to see them kind of basically be a 500 team.
New York Yankees, when it's all said and done, are they the best team in the American League?
I don't think so. I think Detroit is the best team. I've had the luxury of seeing both of them already this season, and I walked away extremely impressed with Detroit. They don't have a bona fide superstar, but they got a bunch of really good players, and I think seeing like Tobias make his kind of reentrance to stage again, and their pitching staff all kind of have schoolboys mentality, and I love watching them go about it. I think obviously with AJ there, they got a lot of good things working in the direction. I think they're the best team right now in the American League.
He's all to see MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. with supplies and solutions for every industry. Granger has the right product for you. Call clickgranger.com or just stop by. Thanks, Tony. We'll talk again next week.
Looking forward to it. You guys take care.
Thank you.
You got it. At the top of the hour, we're going to get into the Ravens. Could they be more aggressive on fourth down this upcoming year, considering that they're going to have a rookie kicker? You'd be surprised how little they went for it on fourth down last year. We'll get into that at the top of the hour. But coming up next, it's NBA shoot around. Derek Queen, how does he fit in New Orleans? What else surprised us in the first round? That's next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.